Okay, so today's going to be a little bit of a different style of video. The camera's set up differently, and I'm just, you know, this is going to be a bit more relaxed. It's just me talking to you guys. And today, a lot of what I've been doing is sales activity, as you'd call it, you know, sales marketing activity. There's a couple of things where I'm just providing content and just putting stuff out there. But I think for the most part, it's all been about building that connection with my brand, as you'd put it, you know, building that brand, building what you're doing with it, seeing what it is going on, and seeing what's happening there. So sorry, you can see my green screen in the background is still on the wall, so you've got white and green just here. The big thing for me at the moment, and it's something that I want to try and do more, is just share share what it is running a business is actually like. So you see the polished side, you see the standing out and talking in front of people, you see the going to meetings, and you see the, you know, the good side, is probably the best way I could see it. And I try to make the business as human as possible. But within doing that, I think it almost creates another form of polished. So it's, yeah, it's just a bit of a strange one. So the reason I'm doing this is to talk to you today about making, what am I actually trying to say? Okay, so let's try this again. So the point of today is to explain to you all about why running a business is fantastic, but it's also very hard. And now is kind of the point where, for me in the business, it's make or break. And I'm trying to manage that situation very carefully. And, you know, it's something that when, you know, I left my previous role, you just go full steam ahead. And I'm quite an optimistic person anyway. So it's just like, yeah, let's do it. We'll figure it out. And that is, or that has been great so far, because it's got me to this point and I'm surviving, really surviving. And I think the lack of honesty from my position, I guess, is that I'm trying to put it across that it's perfect all the time, and it's not by any stretch of the imagination. It's not. And this is all about making that connection between what it's really like running a business, and what it's like running a media startup in Kent, and specifically in Ramsgate or Margate, and, you know, growing that to the point where, you know, I'd love to have staff, and I want to build it to the point where we can help our client base as much as humanly possible. It's just one of those things, really, that's quite big for me at the moment. And running a business is hard, and here's why. One, you have so many plates to spin at once, it's ridiculous. I didn't think, you know, going into it, it's like, I can do that, you know, that seems easy enough. If they can do it, I can do it. And I think the truth of the matter is that finding a key network of individuals that can really help you through that process is vital for a business. And it's something that I've been quite good in, I think, quite good in building that network and that connection to other business owners and similar positions to myself. Obviously not all media companies, and not everything is perfect, obviously, but, you know, as best as it can be, building those relationships, building those connections up, and trying to give back at the same time. So doing, you know, reduced price work for charities, and doing reduced price other bits and pieces, and then also, you know, giving back time to bridge the gap between businesses and schools with the FSB. And I thought that was a great event, and looking forward to going to some more of those. But I think I'm trying to do all of that, and, you know, give back without taking some for myself. And you know, the podcast is very much a big part of what we're doing here. The audio is massive for us. It's probably the biggest section of our business so far. the business so far? Yes. Yeah, the audio is probably about, it's, what would it, I'd say it's probably, you know, 40, 30, 30. So yeah, about 40% is audio at the moment, 30% video, and then 30% is marketing. That is, sorry, I just had to double check that made 100%, then my mind just went poof. And I think that's something that I'm happy about, in the sense that we're not focusing too much on one area. We've got different income streams from different bits and pieces coming through the business, and I would like to keep it as transparent as possible with you guys. I don't know why. Everybody says keep your business to your chest and the things you're going through to your chest, but actually I think it's almost like a therapy in a sense, and just seeing how difficult it actually is. Because I think when you're at school, and you know, I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I always wanted to run my own business, and that's, you know, I'm just kind of realizing that whole thing is now to the point where you're like, wow, I actually run my own business. But I think the difficulty there is that it's, everybody comes across as this fantastic entrepreneur who's doing great things in the community and doing this and that and getting their name out there and doing amazingly and, you know, speaking at events and doing a lot of different bits and pieces. But I think the reality of it is the moment when you come back, it's just me in an office with a green screen, with two laptops in front of me, finishing client work and, you know, trying to manage payments. And that is kind of, I actually think I'll miss this part. You know, if I do grow and if the business doesn't fail, which I really hope it doesn't. But you know, if the business doesn't fail, then being able to grow that community and business community. So, you know, for me, it's all about fostering people, in the sense that, you know, I help businesses grow out of me, and that's a great thing to do, and I actually really like that. So working with businesses to the point where they don't need me anymore, so we can then build those conversations further and see what we're doing and, you know, all that good stuff. But based on client work, you know, being able to grow that is quite a large thing. But so sorry, I'm digressing. So what I want to talk to you today is, and the whole point of this is that this is going to be 100% unedited, and the reason for that is that we do the edited stuff, we've got the green screen, we've got everything like that, we've got a decent camera and all, you know, so this will look roughly produced, but actually there's no editing at all. And this is going to be a conversation that I want to have with you guys weekly, so maybe even daily, we'll see how it goes. But it's just, I tried the vlog side and that's great, and I really enjoyed doing it, and there's some, you know, artistic filmmaking side that I liked playing around with the editing and things like that. But I think for me, it's just talking to you guys and seeing what's happening. A lot of the video content on LinkedIn at the moment is, look at how great I'm doing, this is what we do, buy from us, and I'm doing that as well, and you know, I'll be the first to put my hand up and say that's me, I'm doing it because it works, and it does work. But I think there's another level that we can take with that, and you know, being able to have these conversations with you guys and being able to build it from the point where it is just a conversation. I'm just chatting with you guys regularly, and that's what I want to do, you know, build up enough of a relationship with you guys that actually it's just like a whole lover networking type deal. I don't really know what I want from it, to be honest. It just, I feel like it will help, because I think the truth of the matter is that you are loneliest when you're at the top, and being able to juggle everything is bloody hard. And, you know, finance, I hate dealing with finance. It's not my forte. Numbers bore me. I prefer bringing in numbers than figuring out what's going out, what's coming in, doing that, doing this. And, you know, it's, that is what it's kind of come down to at the moment, because the business is in that time where it's like it's make or break. So putting a lot of effort into marketing activity and getting my name out there, but also about just surviving as a business. And I don't think that's talked about enough. And that's my plan, is to talk to you guys about how a business survives in this point whilst it's surviving. What I don't want to do is then, you know, 9 months time, if we are successful or if we failed or whatever that case may be, having that level of openness and honesty is, I think, the biggest driving factor for me. So if I fail, you know why. And well, I can only blame myself, and I think that's the great thing. But it's also terrifying, right? Having to blame yourself if something goes wrong. Not sure about that one, but the self-awareness is there with it. I completely understand. If this fails, it's my fault. But yeah, it's just, this will be carrying on. I'm sorry I've waffled, but this will be every week, maybe even daily. We'll just have a chat, and sometimes it might be on Instagram, sometimes it might be on LinkedIn. But my show, as it were, you know, the IGTV, things like that, we just want to have conversations. If I can tell you how difficult it is to run a business, then maybe, you know, you wouldn't necessarily jump into it immediately if you are in employment. By the way, you should do it. You absolutely should try and run your own business. No matter what the case is, you should definitely do it. But being able to build that further and further, that's kind of where we're growing towards. So thank you for watching. Please leave your thoughts below. You know, if you want to chat or have any questions or anything like that, please talk. That's what I'm here for. So yeah, I will see you all on the next video, but let's just keep this open and honest, guys. And I think that's how we will build better relationships through this. No sales pitches, no nothing. It's just us talking. So we'll see you soon.